NASA could be just days away from sending humans out toward the moon. A huge rocket is on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. If all goes as planned, on Wednesday, it will lift off with four astronauts on board. They will attempt to go on a mission around the moon and back. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that space enthusiasts have waited a long time for this moment, and they'll have to wait some more before an actual moonwalk.
The last person to kick up moon dust was astronaut Eugene Cernan. In 1972, as he took those final steps, he said hopefully a return would be not too long in the future.
We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind.
Decades went by as NASA built a reusable space shuttle and an orbiting space station. Then, in 2004, Cernan joined then-President George W. Bush at NASA headquarters as the president announced plans to build a new deep space vehicle.
Using the Crew Exploration Vehicle, we will undertake extended human missions to the moon as early as 2015.
This back-to-the-moon plan, with some twists and tweaks along the way, is what NASA is still trying to achieve 22 years after President Bush's speech. And as the astronauts prepare to finally launch towards the moon...
One of my thoughts is, God, it's taken forever. Why?
That's John Logsdon, a space historian and professor emeritus at George Washington University. He says during the 1960s, racing the Soviet Union to the moon seemed existential. Going back hasn't inspired the same level of urgency.
This is just something that seems the logical next thing to do, but not with any great commitment to getting it done on any kind of reasonable schedule.
It's been over 3 years since the last launch of NASA's moon rocket. That flight sent a crew capsule without astronauts around the moon and back. Each launch of this massive rocket costs a few billion dollars. In total, the Artemis moon program's price tag so far is about $93 billion, according to one cost projection from NASA's Inspector General. The upcoming launch will be the first with astronauts on board. The crew includes the first woman and the first person of color to venture out towards the moon, along with the first non-American astronaut from the Canadian Space Agency. The mission is expected to last 10 days, but as Commander Reid Wiseman said in a press briefing, who knows?
When we get off the planet, we might come right back home. We might spend 3 or 4 days around Earth. We might go to the moon. That's where we want to go, but it is a test mission.
Their capsule can't land on the moon. In fact, the closest they'll get, if their flight does manage to loop around the moon, is about 4,000 miles from its surface. So, when could an astronaut follow in Eugene Cernan's dusty footprints? NASA has two companies, SpaceX and Blue Origin, working on landers. Since NASA's new administrator, Jared Isaacman, took charge of the agency a few months ago, he's been pressing to accelerate that work. He says that next year, one or both landers will get tested in orbit.
What we learn from that mission will ideally give us the confidence to begin lunar landing attempts starting with Artemis 4 in 2028.
That timeline seems pretty challenging to Wayne Hale. For years, he was a flight director and program manager for the space shuttle. He says the lunar landers in development rely on untested technologies, so he wouldn't place a bet on the timing of a moon landing.
I kind of worry about whether it will be before 2030 or not, but hopefully not long after that.
Hale remembers being a teenager around the time of the first moon landing and seeing the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, which had just come out.
The part that didn't seem like it was science fiction to us was the fact that they had a shuttle to low Earth orbit and bases on the moon and people went back and forth. That seemed like, oh yeah, that's all going to happen, you know?
But most people alive today have no memories of looking at the moon and knowing that people were up there. Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen says that when he and his crewmates fly around the far side of the moon, then send back images and video of the distant, tiny Earth.
We hope that just for a moment that people will pause and say, wow.
He says their mission may not be the solution to all of humanity's problems, but it's something positive and hopeful that shows what's possible when people work together. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.